This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Holly Hatcher joins us in studio from the Charlottesville Area Community Foundation. Y'all had some exciting news just in the past couple weeks. Big news announcing your, is this annual, the every year?
Twice a year, a community endowment gives grants.
All right, now explain this to us, the process, and then we'll talk about some of the folks who got some of these big fat checks.
Sure. But
all of this money stays right here in our community, right?
It does. It's our mission to improve the quality of life for those living and working in Charlottesville and the surrounding area, which that includes Albemarle, Green, Orange, Louisa, Fluvanna, Buckingham, and Nelson. That is the CACF
satellite
service
towns,
area.
Yeah.
Yes. And so our permanent and community endowment makes grants twice a year. Our guidelines are on our website, cacfonline.org. And we have a wonderful screening committee of dedicated volunteers who review the grants and make the tough decisions. And we just announced the first cycle of this year. And we're able to really help out some nonprofits in the community that do really great, important work.
So the total is almost $150,000.
Yes.
In free money that goes out to these organizations. That's pretty amazing. And all they have to do is apply and show you what they're doing and how it's working and why they need more money to help them achieve their goals.
Yes. I think the great thing about the Community Foundation is that we have a broad range of things that issues that we like to fund. I mean, we really are the Community Foundation, whether it's elderly, health, art, education, animals, environment, you know, pretty much any nonprofit that serves the good of our community is eligible to apply.
So let's talk about some of the organizations that received money in this first cycle here in 2007. You want to just pick some off the list? It's a long list.
Well, we had 22 organizations total this time. And let me just say, it is a competitive process. I mean, we can't fund everyone, unfortunately. And there are a lot of great organizations who do wonderful work who didn't get funded this go around, but may have been funded in the past and may get funded again in the future. But one that you might be of interest in, I think you are, is the Service Dogs of Virginia.
Yep.
They're launching a new program.
I love the bell.
They're launching a new program to train and place service dogs with children with autism. And it's a great, innovative new program. It hasn't really been done much in the U.S., but Service Dogs of Virginia is trying to pilot this program.
Yeah, I've actually, I work with Mark Johnson, who's chair of their board, and I know those folks. The work that they do is amazing, and they have, for years, have, you know, trained these dogs that work with people who are, you know, in wheelchairs and, you know, those kind of magical dogs that can pick stuff up and help you in a store pay for something and open a door. And they're really, really amazing creatures. And so the organization is now branching out to train dogs who are specifically trained to work with children who have autism and the families who are struggling with autism in their family. And anecdotally, I've talked with folks who got some of these dogs, not from this organization, but from an organization in Canada, and it's just totally changed their lives. So this is very exciting.
Yeah,
very
exciting. That is one of the examples of the things that we look for. We love funding innovative new programs, and that's a perfect example, and we're excited to see how that program develops.
So who else is on your list? Holly Hatcher with the Charlottesville Area Community Foundation is with us in studio. And other organizations here in our community that are benefiting from a little infusion of cash?
Well, just to give an example, in terms of housing, the Albemarle Home Improvement Program, great organization, got $10,000 to support their emergency home repair program. And that provides critical home repairs to homeowners and renters across Albemarle County. They do great work, and we were happy to support them. It's a great need in this community. It's a growing need. Albemarle Housing Improvement Program is one of the many organizations in this community addressing the needs of affordable housing.
And that's an emergency fund to help folks who might not have the money to fix their air conditioner or
roof.
Got a broken door or something.
Exactly.
That's great. And the Boys and Girls Club is on this list. The SPCA, Jackson Via Elementary is on this list.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know a specific school could benefit.
We actually do support schools, or schools are eligible to apply. And so we have supported various programs in the past. The Jackson Via Elementary School wrote a grant And we gave them $10,525 to support projects and staff to strengthen family outreach and increase parental involvement at the school, which we think is a very worthy program. If you want to talk about health, I actually did a site visit for this particular organization, and it was really neat. But as you know, we have the Charlottesville Free Clinic right next door to you all.
Yeah.
Serves the low-income, working poor community. And a woman by the name of Janet Call out in Greene County had started a free clinic down in Virginia Beach, moved up to Culpeper, started a free clinic in Culpeper, then retired with her husband to Greene, saw a need. No one was providing free health care, and has now started the Greene Care Clinic.
Good for her.
And when That's I visited, great. They were literally working out of a one room in the new Greene County Library. But since that visit, they've now leased some space in the new Martha Jefferson Outreach Building out in Greene, and we just gave them a grant to provide health care to Greene County residents and help them launch their program.
That's wonderful. You gave some money to the Charlottesville High School Orchestra to travel to London.
Yes, everyone's heard about that wonderful trip, and they've successfully outreached, and I think they're going to meet their goal or
they
have
are?
Met their goal. I'm not sure.
I don't know. We should get an update on that. If anybody knows, give me a call, 977-1070, because I know they've been working hard to raise the money
very
for that
hard,
trip.
And they have a lot of great supporters who've been family members and members of the community working very hard for those students.
And the Albemarle Charlottesville Historical Society, money to fund temporary staff to catalog and document the Francis Brand series of folk portraiture. What is that?
That's one I can't remember as well. Thanks, Coy. But no, Francis Brand was, she did all these first portraits you know, the first woman elected to city council. She has this great portrait of, I think it's Nancy O'Brien. And so they're cataloging, and they want to preserve these various pieces of art. And so we're helping the Historical Society do that.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Worth
a lot of
checking
folks,
out.
A lot of folks and organizations benefiting from the biannual infusion of a little money from the Charlottesville Area Community Foundation. There's also the deadline for the next round is coming up.
It's this coming Monday.
Already?
Yes. Yeah, it is. I mean, as you know, I'm new to the organization, so I feel like we just finished this one, and now a whole new series of proposals are hitting our desk next Monday.
And they can get information online at
cacfonline.org.
And give us a quick update. We've got a couple of minutes. An update about the Youth Service Award. Now, you were in here a couple of months ago with some kids. Explain this, the Youth Service Award, because that's been done,
yes.
Right?
Yes. It hasn't been announced, but they have made their decision. Every year, we form the Youth Service Award Committee, and it's comprised of area high school seniors who have been chosen by their principals or headmasters because of their exemplary records of service and community leadership. And these kids have come together. They don't know each other. They're all from different schools in the area. And for 5 months, they deliberate grant proposals of organizations supporting youth who have sent in this request for the $10,000 award grant. And I've been through this process now and I think these kids are great. They do a great job. It was really interesting this last meeting, watching them deliberate over 2 hours as to which organization was going to get the $10,000 award. It's not easy, but you know, they just did a really great job, and it's all about promoting philanthropy in our youth. And I know these students will go on and be exemplary adults because they're exemplary students. And they're announcing, these kids get to announce the award. They're planning the program, and it will be announced Monday, April 16th at a reception at the Omni.
And this is just one organization that gets $10,000, and you do this once a year.
Yes, and the organization has to support youth. So it's high school seniors picking an organization that supports youth in our community and awards them a $10,000 grant.
And that will be announced when?
April 16th.
Oh, just a couple weeks coming up. Well, that's
very
exciting.
They're very excited, and they did a great job. And hopefully they can come back on and talk to you about it.
Yeah, absolutely. That would be interesting. They did it in 2 hours. That's pretty impressive.
Well, no, let's just say that they narrowed it down over a series of meetings and then made their final decision at a last meeting that lasted 2 hours.
It took the Albemarle County Planning Commission 6 hours last night to decide on Biscuit Run. I'm glad I wasn't at that meeting.
I'm glad, too. I wasn't there.
Holly Hatcher is Director of Programs at the Charlottesville Area Community Foundation online at cacfonline.org. Thank you, Holly.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.